Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, my sports V's out there? And you know what time it is. It's a Thursday night. It is 8:30 p.m. in the Eastern Standard Time, which you know is what that means. It's Ask Miss V Sports. I am, of course, James Acevedo. And before I switch it over to the lovely Miss V, the toy lady, I must say this before I go on. Today, as you don't know by now, is the anniversary of 9/11. 13 years now, and it seems like yesterday. I was only not even a half a mile away when it happened, and I am still pissed to this day as I was 13 years ago. And nothing has really changed much as far as, you know, we're still under with terrorist threats and stuff like that, but I want to take this time for a minute to give my prayers and thoughts to the 9/11 families out there. I don't know how you can even move on, yeah, even though you have to, but it's very hard, and my heart goes out to all y'all out there. I never forget, and I never will forget, you know, to the people here in New York City, to the people in Washington, D.C., and to the people in Somerset County in Pennsylvania, and to everybody, you know, who was also affected because they lost somebody. So I want to give my respect to that and my wishes. Now, we will now have the very lovely and sexy and very smart, believe it or not. She does know her sports. Her name is Miss V, the toy lady, my homegirl. Hey. What's up?
Hey, what's up?
What's up? What's up? What's up? How you doing? How you doing?
I'm all right. I am all right. And, you know, I was going to say something about 9/11. Mm-hmm. You know, this morning I did the moment of silence to commemorate. And I tell everybody, it's really strange, and I remember exactly what I was doing.
Okay.
When the first plane hit, and
really?
You know, when
you,
I think
talk about,
about
it, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I actually can. I was
okay.
when the first plane hit. I had just dropped my children off at school.
Wow.
And I was on my way to an appointment, and I heard it on the radio. And at that point, they did not know a plane had hit.
Mm-hmm.
And I was doing hair full time when this happened, you know.
Okay.
So,
mm-hmm.
And it was a Tuesday, you know, and this is
yep.
how vivid it is. It was a Tuesday.
Yep.
So for a lot of people don't understand, this is how vivid it is in my mind. I was doing here full time. I had just dropped my children off at school. I had an appointment. When I went to my appointment, they were talking about on the radio. When I got to the shop that I do hair at, that's when the TV was on, and I, you know, on my way there, they were saying that a plane had crashed into the World Trade Center, and I kid you not, the entire day I was at work. I think I might have done one hit. I had a number of canceled appointments. That 9/11 actually changed a lot of things I was doing, because at that point, people don't realize that when you are self-employed, it didn't just affect New York, it affected this entire country.
Yes, it did.
I ended up going back to corporate America after that. Not because of anything other than my clientele were professional women who worked for GM, Chrysler, the big three major companies. And these were women who every 2 weeks, like clockwork, were getting their hair done. You know, no question about it. They were getting their hair done. And these women decided to either go all natural. Some of them got relocated. But a great deal of my clientele, I think I went from a clientele of maybe 15 or 20 women down to a clientele of three, and rebuilding a clientele is really hard. I mean, I could have done it if I chose to, but the changes that needed to be made for me to rebuild that clientele, I had a rapport with my clientele because I believe in dealing with professional women. Not saying that people get their hair done are not professional, so anybody who says, I'm knocking everybody else, no, I'm not. But my clientele did not wear a lot of weaves and a lot of braids.
Mm. Okay.
They were women who were very, I mean, in and out within 45 minutes to an hour.
Okay.
So when you're talking about women who come in, they get a blow and go, and they were on time schedules. My clientele relied on me to get them out maximum an hour and a half. There was no time for chit-chatting and sitting around.
Okay.
So when you have a clientele that getting a relaxer is not their priority any longer, you know, where they were getting their hair done every 2 weeks, they might get it done once a month. You know, the priorities really, really changed.
Yeah.
So I went back to corporate America, and, I mean, it was a good decision for me, luckily, because I do have a college degree. It wasn't like I didn't have under skills, but
luckily,
I remember
yeah.
exactly, you know, because I had my son and daughter were in private school, and I remember when I picked them up from school that day, it was funny because a lot of their classmates had been picked up already, and it was asked to my son and daughter, your mom's not going to come get you, and they said, do you know who my mom is? They were like, we ain't going nowhere. You know, and they knew that if the school did not call me and tell me that they were closing, I wasn't picking them up. I was more concerned about what was going on in New York than I was what was going on here. And then being that I had been out the military for such an amount of time, the first thing that went through my mind was, what am I going to do if I'm called back? Because at that point, everyone was fair game.
That's
you know,
true.
There was no one excluded. You know, it didn't matter how long you had been out the service, and I was military intelligence.
If I remember correctly, there was talk of bringing the draft back
mm-hmm.
at one point. And at that time, I was only 28, so I could have still been called back, even though I left the Navy 7 years prior. So
you know, and I had left 10 years earlier, but the whole thing was that if you were needed, especially when you're talking about being military intelligence, I mean, that was my greatest fear, being, you know, my biggest fear was that I may be called back in.
Yeah, you never
and
know.
I had to prepare my mom and my dad that, you know, there's a possibility I may be pulled back into the military because of this. So, yeah, I remember exactly what I was doing, you know, and a lot of people don't remember because they weren't in New York, but those of us who, especially I think being a veteran, I remember more so. Because of all the thoughts that went through my mind. You know, and the fear of, are they going to hit the Renaissance Center? I mean, Detroit has big buildings also, you know.
Of course.
They hit New York. So the next thing was how many planes were out there. And, you know, you hear them saying that they're tracking these different planes. And you hear the plane that went down to Pennsylvania, how that was missing. You didn't know where they was going to hit next. And
no,
what
didn't.
Went through my mind was they're hitting big targets. Well, every major city has a big target that they can hit. You know,
yeah.
I'm here at the northern border. You know, are they going to hit the Ambassador Bridge? Were they going to hit, you know, those were the concerns that I was thinking about was, are they going to hit Detroit? You know, where people kept saying, well, this is just in New York. No, it wasn't isolated to New York. The fear spread all over the country. That's why parents were taking their children out of schools. I wasn't concerned about my children's school. That was the safest place they could be at that point. I was more concerned for everything that surrounded the school. And I looked at the proximity of these major landmarks to where my children went to school, things that you never think about. So I don't want to, I mean, I know it's 9/11 and we could go on this all night long, but I want to talk about this bitch, Jhené Rice.
Yes.
And yes, for those of y'all who say, did I just change subjects? You know, 9/11 is very touching, and
yeah.
I think
we don't
about
take it lightly, by the way. You know, we don't
you know,
take it lightly like
I
that.
I don't take it lightly, and being that I remember Oklahoma City also.
95.
You know, so
Yeah, Greg would tell you, you know, Oklahoma, shit.
Yeah.
You know,
and the Mirror Building, I mean, that was terrorism of our own.
Yeah,
so,
it was even more scary. You know,
the fact that, and then one of the guys was from Michigan. He's still in jail, Terry. I forget his last name, but he was from Decker, Michigan. So, you know, like I said, I could go on, but as a person who kind of lives with it, I try not to, you know, go deep into it. But, you know, I do send my prayers and my thoughts out to the families and everybody who dealt with 9/11 because it's something it changed us. It changed this country forever.
Yes. Economically, everything.
Like I said, it hit me economically, and, you know, you would never think this might self-employed that it would hit, but it killed my business.
Yeah.
You know, I could have probably came back if I would have chosen to do other things, but I had groomed myself to deal with professional women, and being that I do have an education, it was easier for me to say, let me walk away and come back to my business later. And that's actually what I'm in the process of doing, is restarting my business.
That's right.
Because I do have V's After Dark and the radio show and all the other good stuff. So.
V's After Dark Hair Salon, imagine that.
We wouldn't do V's After Dark Hair Salon. It would have a different name because I want to do a full spa thing, you know.
Gotcha.
But Janae Rice.
Yes. Go ahead.
You know what? All I could do is say, dumb bitch.
Thank you.
And I say this, first of all, I'm going to put this out here, and I'm not going to say it no more. I do not condone domestic violence of any sort.
Of course not.
And I've been reading articles all day to prepare for this, you know, because there is, you know, Janae Rice saying that she's being re-victimized, some NFL wives siding with her. I'm dumbfounded. I'm really, really, I don't care how long these two have known each other. I really don't. I don't care if it's 5 minutes, 5 years, 50 years. This is not the first time he's put his hands on her. You've got NFL wives saying that they know them to be a loving couple and all this. Well, guess what? That's what abused people do. They put on the show that it's lovey-dovey in public. What happens behind closed doors stays behind closed doors. Nobody ever sees it in public.
With the exception of this.
Clear.
With the exception of this incident.
But most of the time when a woman is being abused and the husband does not want the world to know.
Yes, behind closed doors.
And the couple does not want the world to know, it stays behind closed doors. It is very seldom that spouse abuse or domestic abuse comes public. Let's get this clear.
Mm.
You know, I don't care what she says. I don't know her. I'm not in her situation. But I can tell you as a domestic violence survivor, it is extremely hard to walk away. Let's get this clear. I know how hard it is to walk away. But once you walk away, you don't go back. And the fact that this happened publicly and you're sticking by this man, this is on video. This is not, the best way to put it, this is not Rihanna and Chris Brown.
No.
And I know people will say that there's no comparison. You're right. There's no comparison because he fucking at least went to jail for the shit. He got punished immensely for it. And guess what? You're right. It's no different. But the big difference is that nobody really saw what happened. I think Rihanna called the police. That was the difference. She called the police. She also went back, but rest assured, I'm willing to bet that they were never really alone, okay? Okay, let's get this clear. And there are times that people go back, but in this particular situation, because I don't want to focus on Chris and Rihanna, in this situation, this woman was knocked the fuck out. Let me tell you something. If he knocked you out, honey, and he got ready to leave you there, he was not going to take her. If it were not for the elevator door opening up and a fucking security guard being there, her ass would have been left on the elevator. Let's get that clear. The actions from the video say it all. Number two, I stand by my man. Baby, you can stand by your man all day long. It's called graveyard love. But what I can tell you is that who do you expect to listen to you when he does this again? Because you went back.
Exactly.
As a survivor, when my family got me out, they told me, if you go back, it's on you. We helped you once. That's it. I made a decision with my family's help to not go back. The best goddamn decision I ever made. Janae Rice, hopefully somebody will play this for you and let you hear it. It's not worth it. I think that your family is fucking fucked up for allowing you to stay with him.
Uh-huh.
it's really fucked up that they were at your wedding. I'm sorry.
Yep.
There's
yep.
no goddamn way that my parents would have been in my wedding after a man beat my ass.
Mm-hmm.
I'm being honest. There's no amount of
yep.
money. There's no
exactly.
amount of children. Child
mm-hmm.
support is out there to take care of your daughter. Let's get that clear.
Mm-hmm.
The courts will handle the support of your child. You're not a stupid woman. I've read up on you. You've got a college education. You've done things. It's not like you're some hood rat who got knocked up. You're a very mature woman. This is the dumbest fucking mistake you've ever made in your life. Period. I have no understanding for this. I have no tolerance for this. The NFL... Goodell needs to lose his fucking job. It's coming out more and more that he knew about this fucking tape. So you're telling me that the NFL is condoning fucking domestic violence, but you will sit here and get rid of a person for smoking a goddamn joint? Okay, I'm having a problem with this. Zero tolerance is zero tolerance.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that, and I looked at it, a lot of people kept saying, why did not Ray Rice not get charged? He got, I don't know what, I've read it somewhere, but it was third degree something, which basically was a fucking slap on the hand like a goddamn misdemeanor.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, this motherfucker is still allowed, to my knowledge, and somebody who, if you're in New Jersey and you know what the charges really were and you can explain them to my knowledge, he's still allowed to carry a motherfucking gun.
Mm-hmm.
Next time, he'll blow her away. I'm sorry, that's the way I see it. You know, he's 27 years old. If this is what he's doing at fucking 27... and you have a 2-year-old daughter, what the hell do you think if she gets pregnant again? Who says that she can even have more children? Let's get that clear. We don't know how many times he done beat her ass. We
mm-hmm.
don't know if he's made it where she can't have children.
Mm-hmm.
I'm livid. I'm upset. I'm upset with Goodell. I'm upset with the NFL. I'm upset with Ray Rice. I'm upset
Everybody.
With his wife. I'm upset with her family.
Oh, hell yeah.
And I'm even more upset with these fucking NFL wives who came out and said we support them. You know, current and former NFL wives, how do you support fucking domestic violence and saying that she's being re-victimized? Guess what? Every fucking day you wake up next to that motherfucker, you're a victim. Let's get it clear. The fact that he put his goddamn hands on you once, the way he did, and I'm not saying that slapping somebody is different than knocking somebody out, but bitch, he knocked you out. Cold. I saw the goddamn video. That wasn't no few seconds. You were knocked out for a few minutes. Did you go get checked out at the doctor? Did you have a concussion? Did you have some brain damage? Come on now. I'm not, you know, and then to put out that fucking damn Instagram message that she put out. You know, I'm not feeling this. I'm livid. I'm fucking livid. All I could do is say, you know, and normally when I use the word bitch, I'm talking about somebody else. But you know what? This is a dumb bitch. And I'm going to stick by my words. Maybe somebody record this and play this for her. But as a victim of domestic violence, I have no tolerance. None. Let's get that clear. None whatsoever. And to tell you how crazy I am, a motherfucker put his hands on my daughter not too long ago, and it took me calling the police for me not to kill him. His fucking mother called me and thanked me for not killing her son. Where the fuck are your parents at? I had a mother thank me for not killing her goddamn son for putting his hands on my child. Are you fucking kidding me? If my son puts his hands on a woman and I fucking can get my hands on him, I'm beating his motherfucking ass. Where the fuck are Ray Rice's parents at? Why aren't they beating his ass for this shit? Come on now, let's put blame all the way around.
Mm-hmm.
Ray Rice's parents need to be fucking held accountable for this shit because you're saying this shit is fucking okay. Because maybe the parents are not condoning this. Maybe they're staying back because they don't want nobody to know that they don't condone this shit. Maybe they're fucking looking at a meal ticket. I don't fucking know. I don't give a shit. Because Ray Rice need a real man to go beat his motherfucking ass, okay? You need a few fucking dudes. Because, see, I can tell you, I'm a woman, and you put your hands on my goddamn daughter, motherfucker, you better hope that I don't try to beat your ass, find a gun or something to fuck you up. period. And rest assured, if I was fucking Janae Rice and I was stupid enough to marry your ass, you better be sleeping with one goddamn eye open, motherfucker, because you never know when I'm going to strike.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get this shit clear.
Mm-hmm.
Lord. Okay, you have anything to say?
Oh, I have a lot to say.
I'm so fucking pissed at this shit.
I'm glad. See, this is where you learn, ladies and gentlemen. It's good to let it out. Don't keep it in. Let it out. We have no problem doing that. That's why we're so healthy.
Yes.
No, but let me say something, and I've said this yesterday, and I'm going to go after everybody because this is what I say. Now, we all found out months ago, back mid-February, that Ray Rice did this. It was a different videotape. But anybody with a fucking brain, okay, when you saw that other videotape from the elevator hallway where they came out and you saw Ray Rice drag his then-fiancée, like if she was a piece of garbage, out of the elevator, you know, what did you think happened in the elevator? You think what, they were dancing, slow dancing, and then she just slipped on the floor and hit her head? Oops. Oh, wow, something happened. So you needed this extra, like, videotape to show, to get more outrageous, and for the NFL to be like, well, you know, we didn't really, we asked for the tape, but they never gave it to us. Oh, really? Wait a minute, let me check. You're the NFL. You're the most popular sport in America, very powerful. You know, you are Roger Goodell. And you're supposed to be the man, which we all know you're not, because all you are is a figurehead for the owners and for the sponsorships. All you do is ask, because they're your bosses. The owners are your bosses, Mr. Goodell. You're not the one running shit, okay? Because if you just say that all these months, you had no idea of this extra videotape that came out, you had zero clue. When you have your officials go to the actual place, which is now don't even exist no more because it went out of business, the casino, right? And this is a kicker. The people that did the security there, they're not law enforcement. They're private security. They can go anytime they want to get the video. They didn't have to wait for, due process. They could have asked anytime they want. They could have asked his lawyer, Ray Russ's lawyer, hey, can I get a copy of the tape? No problem, because by law they have to. You know, it wasn't like they went to the New Jersey troopers had nothing to do with that. The troopers that are there in the casino, they're there for gambling reasons, meaning making sure there's no underage gambling, making sure there's no cheating going on. You know, they're not there to protect the people there. That's where the private security comes in. You understand? So you didn't, all this time, so you just called randomly, and you asked, and listen, this is Roger Goodell, the NFL commissioner. Can I please have the videotape? Can I get it? Well, not right now. Okay, goodbye. And that's it? You just totally gave up on it, and that's it? Because you were wishing for this to go away. That's what it basically is. You saw this tape, and you still gave two games, and I don't care what you said. You saw it. Your official saw it. The Ravens official saw it. The same Ravens officials that when he had his press conference in training camp, oh, don't worry, Ray, we're behind you. We have your back. The same people that said that, when this other videotape came out, oh, I have no idea who he is. I don't want to know him now. Oh, really? I got a major problem with those people, too. Because I don't know how the hell you see that other first tape and you still back this guy. First of all. And then to turn around to make it worse, and now you're offended. After you see the other videotape inside the elevator, like, what did you think happened in there? You know? And I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. Because to me, you're all full of shit. You know, you back this guy. Oh, it's okay. I mean, I found it fascinating. I was like, really? They're patting him on the back. Like, really? You know what? And then you don't have no one man enough to say, hey, you know, I'm not condoning this, man. I'm sorry. I'm a father. I got a daughter. Whatever. Hey, I'm not feeling this, man. Now they say it after the fact. But not at the time. They were like, well, that's my, you know, that's my teammate. You know, it's about team. You know, fuck about women. It's about team. is about team. So the two-game suspension happens. All right, whatever. It took. I understand due process. I totally understand that. Okay, it shouldn't take 7 months for due process. So we all know that's bullshit. So okay, maybe give it a couple months. Okay, so the authorities made sure that the NFL got this tape. There's a report that there was a one of those police authorities not only made sure they got the tape, but they got a voicemail back saying they received it 3 months ago, 3 to 4 months ago, back in April. So you mean to tell me all that time, and then you because of uproar, not because you care, but because of uproar of people and because sponsorships are knocking on your door saying, hey, you know, this don't look good for us. We're going to drop a major deal with you if you don't do something about this. Oh, now I care. Oh, now I care now because it's involving your pocketbooks. That's when you give a crap, right? That's when you give a crap, right? So and then you do a terrible job, two games, and then what do you think was going to happen? The uproar. I said this myself all along, ever since this has happened. 4 games would have been fine. 6 tops. I would have been fine with that. If he would have done that from the beginning, this wouldn't be as blown up as it is now. But because he was nonchalant, the NFL officials nonchalant, the Baltimore Ravens officials nonchalant, until shit hit the fan, and that's when they give a shit because it involved their business, and that's when they care. And that, to me, they can go fuck themselves because that's bullshit. What happened to, it's about, what's right. You know, sometimes not all money is good money, okay? Sometimes you got to be like, all right, you know what? This is not right. I'm sorry. This is not right. And I know there's other things more important going on right now in the world, which is understandable. That's important, too. But this has to be talked about, too, because this is not right. And he goes through this.
Well, we got Greg ready to come in. I thought I had to kind of interrupt you a little bit. But Greg,
okay,
you want
okay.
Greg to come on in? Because I see Greg waiting patiently.
Yeah, because I got more to say. But yeah, put it Greg. Yeah.
Hey, Greg. Greg.
Good evening.
Oh, there
good
he is.
Evening.
How are
you
doing?
What's up?
I'm doing fabulous. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful.
Wow, yeah, you sound like you're stoned.
No.
You sound way laid back.
Yeah, you
oh,
do
no.
sound way laid back.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, it's been a good day, bad day, but, oh, well, deal with it.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, man. So before I continue, since you're on the air and you are the guest, you want to have your thoughts heard around the world as we speak?
Oh, man, Goodell, he fucked up.
No kidding.
Tried to play it off with CBS this morning,
mm-hmm.
what, on Tuesday, and it's like, I've never seen it. Okay, okay. And I tell you what, Nora O'Donnell is a pit bull when it comes to interviews.
I could tell by the way the interview went.
I mean, she she goes... I mean, hard, and that's one thing I love about her, but man.
The major mistake he did was when she asked him, you mean to tell me you never saw this tape? He said no. She asked again in a different way. She goes, no. Well, not to my knowledge that, like, dumbass.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, and now who's leading hiring the former FBI
yes.
guy? Pittsburgh Steelers and Art.
Yeah, Art, the Rooneys, and
the
Maras of the Giants, my football Giants. Yes,
that's right, Giants. Yes, yes,
yes.
And
so
It's
not going good. I mean, at one point I thought, well, maybe his job won't be in jeopardy, but now with him, just because the dumbass lied, all he had to do, see, and the thing is, all he had to do, I know everyone's saying, well, how do you know? You're not in his position. Trust me, I can. And this is what pisses me off. People who have these high position jobs have no fucking common sense, and yet they make more money than me. That pisses me off. Anyway.
Well, hey, I mean, same thing happened here when we had the Gulf oil spill.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, BP, that president.
Oh, my God.
I want my regular life back. And it's like, you stupid son of a bitch. Guess what? You just lost your job.
Hmm.
You know, because he cared more about his personal lifestyle and less about the people here in the Gulf Coast area that had to deal with this oil spill a few years ago?
Yeah, that was about like 3-4 years. At least, it's been at least, I think it might be 4 years. At least.
Yeah, I think it's coming up close to 4 years.
Yeah,
so
I remember. It was 2009 or 2010. It's definitely one of those. Either it was 2009 or 2010, definitely.
Yeah.
You know, so. And see, you know what's familiar with that, Greg, with this situation? And now everyone say, well, how can you compare this to the oil spill? Because the people in charge didn't give a fuck about the people. They gave a fuck about the green coming in their pocket. When that is threatened, that's when they act like they give a fuck. That's when they care. Oh, well, now this is outrage that this woman had this happen. Oh, now you care. Now, because now the heat is coming down, you're hot and heavy, right? So then you finally, after all these months, which I found it weird, because it was leading up to the first week of the NFL season. We talked about this. And I talked about this on my other show. I was like, wow, notice how all the moves he's making just days before the first game of the season and towards the first weekend of football. Let's see. He suspended the old Colts owner for the DUI. Wes Welker with the amphetamines. Let's see. You have this Ray McDonald situation, which is still undergoing, and I understand the due process, so that's just not too long ago. Okay, fine.
Mm-hmm.
So when he came out with this new ruling, okay, first time, 6 games, next time banned, I said, okay, now what's going to happen is when all the evidence is in with Ray McDonald, the first one that's going to be under this is him, right?
Yep.
When the video leaks out, all hell breaks loose, because his dumbass officials are himself thinking, well, there's no way this is going to be leaked out. This is 2014. There's no way this will happen, right? Yeah, but dumbass.
Yeah.
What do you think? Is it the 70s?
Are you serious?
Have you ever heard of TMZ, you idiot?
Exactly. It's like go TMZ.
Yeah, and this is why that happened. Now, as I said earlier, the casino went under.
Yep.
So they had the video. So they waited until they went under and said, okay, we broke. Excuse me, TMZ, I got this little video here. And by the way, this video was sent to the NFL office.
Uh-huh.
Homeboy saying he didn't see it. How much? Oh, half a million?
Bingo. Bingo.
Good. Okay, it's yours. Deal. Monday morning. And now we have video footage of what's going on. And then all of a sudden, well, I have no indication of this video. Really? You know how stupid you look, and you're the commissioner of the NFL, one of the most powerful leagues in sports, the most popular sport in America?
Mm-hmm.
And then you say, oh, well, because you got egg on your face and your people got egg on your face, that's when you jump down on Ray Rice. And I'm sorry, you made your decision. You should not have fired him. I'm sorry. You want to say you want to add more time? You want to say for the year suspend him? Okay.
Yeah.
You know, first time offender or whatever, a special case? Okay. You want 6 games? But to just cut him after you went to him and his wife saying, we got your back, everything's okay. Yeah, until shit hits the fan and all loyalty goes out the fucking window, right?
Yeah. And see, Deion Sanders tonight commented during the pregame tonight that...
Oh, I didn't see that. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he commented that it, you know, look at, you know, her, look at him, and yet you're turning your backs on them. Well,
yeah.
Guess what? This is the time when they need intervention or help, and, I mean, all this. to actually work through this process and get things taken care of to where, okay, yes, he might possibly come back to the NFL. I mean,
and
look at Michael Vick. He went through that process.
He went to jail, did his time. You know, he did his time. And trust me, I hated the motherfucker myself. Don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It took me a while, a long time to find. And even though deep down I still don't like that he's in the league, but, you know, he paid his debt to society.
Yep.
And he came back. So to me, if a dog killer can come back, how are you going to tell me? And I don't want to make it sound like I'm minimizing domestic violence. I'm not. I'm just saying that, you know, he deserves to come back to a certain point when he does his punishment. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying he should have done at least half a season. I said 4 to 6 games from the get-go. I said, if you go back to my other shows, I said that. I'm not saying this now. I'm not like the commissioner. I said what I said then. I'm saying what I'm fucking saying now, you know? And the whole thing, you know what's so funny? If they all was just honest and did the right thing, they wouldn't be in this mess, you dumbass motherfuckers. You stupid motherfuckers. And I said it then, you know? I remember saying with Sammy Brooks, which tomorrow, by the way, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Rich Woman's Live Show on Dollhouse Radio, where more of my spew itch will be heard all over the world. Thank you very much. I said, like, wow, okay, even if you don't give a shit, that's the truth. Okay, so you don't give a shit about the women. Don't you think business-wise it would be smart to do a little more? Because there's a lot of women, including Miss V, that's on the line right now, that actually loves the game and knows the game. Don't you think they deserve some sort of respect?
Hold up, I got to stop you on this.
Go ahead.
First of all, what about the number of bitches that were wearing Ray Rice jerseys tonight for the game?
What? Are you serious?
It's all over the news. A number of female fans were wearing Ray Rice jerseys.
Well, okay, I mean women who have brains, like you, okay?
I just had to halt you on
true.
That because that
well,
shit.
Well, that's ridiculous.
That goes back. I'm sure, you know what, I've been using the word bitch a whole lot tonight, but I'm sorry. I would like to call you a bunch of chicken heads, but that's an insult to chickens.
That's true.
So,
that's what that is, exactly. Yeah, that's it's an insult to chicken heads.
And see, I agree with Miss V.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if she, I think this happened back in April, and she married him like a week or a few.
This happened in
something.
March, and she married him a fucking week after it happened.
Yeah, it happened
yes.
Actually, it happened mid-February, and it happened and they got married not too long after that. And the family don't do shit.
Yes.
So basically, they're pipping out their daughter, basically.
And
anyway.
The thing is,
she held out herself.
No, true. That's a good point.
I'll put it this way. My daughter, if she is beaten, there's no way in hell she's going to go marry that guy unless he's got a good life insurance policy. Because that thing come up, he will soon be missing.
And that's the whole deep kicker of all of this is that how the hell you go to sleep at night?
Uh-huh.
You know, how you go to sleep without knowing your daughter, even though she's a dumbass, and I said it the other day, she's a dumbass, no doubt
mm-hmm.
about it, dumbass, but you see that, and you just go, wow, I'm still glad they're trying to work things out. Because I wonder if this was Ray Rice, the garbage man, and this
uh-huh.
happened. If Ray Rice was a garbage man, a mailman, a fireman, policeman, would the father act differently?
Oh, hey, I got something here that happened here in Oklahoma.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, yes. Oklahoma, OU University, OU Sooners. Got a draft. Well, we drafted the guy out of high school. Very good, I guess, top running back in the country. Can't think of his first name, but Mixon is his last name.
Okay.
Freshman came in. And before school started, got into an altercation with a female attendee at a local restaurant at 2 plus a.m. in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And she pushed him, and a whole bunch of other stuff, verbal words were said.
Mm-hmm.
And after he got slapped, first time, then slapped, he decked her.
Mm-hmm.
And somewhat same deal in a roundabout way in college. He is suspended for 1 year, but he is still able to attend college as a student where he can play next year. And he has criminal charges actually filed on him for gross negligence.
Okay.
Something else. I can't even remember. Disfigurement, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because he broke her jaw, broke an eye socket, and she was totally drunk. Thing is, the media was shown this, not recorded, like a week ago, and they said, oh, yeah, it was bad. Now, come November, this case will be public record and shown throughout the whole country.
Wow. Nice to hear a little scoop about this. And
mm-hmm.
yeah, has he? Let me ask you: has he had a criminal record before this incident?
No.
Okay.
This guy is clean. He played in the McDonald's Army football game for high school.
Mm-hmm.
Which is nationally televised,
mm-hmm.
I guess, just this past year.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I mean, nothing. And then, you know, all of a sudden, bam.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, he got in trouble. And, you know, it's a one-year, basically, suspension from OU from playing. But he is attending his freshman year at OU. But I don't know if it's still on scholarship. It might be, but I'm not sure. And, you know, he's going to stay there and start playing possibly next year.
Hmm. Now, here's another thing about this whole rewrite thing. All right, so now he's done until otherwise, Ray Rice. He can't play for nobody until probably, maybe a few years, who knows. But he will play again, mark my words, he will. Because if Vic could come back, he could come back. But
he'll come back with the whole thing, but when and if he does come back, somebody's going to beat his ass.
Well,
he's getting his ass beat before he comes back.
Well, yeah, you would think.
I will hope.
Maybe, you know, his friends that, well, whatever, who knows. But here's the thing. We have players, and I don't know what's up with NFL players. This has been going on for years. That are currently on rosters that have cases pending or they have been charged, but yet they're still playing because everything hasn't been settled. Like this scumbag Greg Hardy of the Panthers. This man was convicted on 2 counts of domestic violence, and he is still playing. Anybody that knows what happened, he basically beat his girlfriend, dragged her around, threw her on the bed where he had all these guns, including AK-47 on the bed, ripped her necklace off, threw her in the bathroom, you know, the toilet, took her ass to the toilet and was going to slam her, like, arm on the toilet seat where the necklace was, basically was going to choke her ass out. And then, if I'm not mistaken, they have a kid together, and he was going to pour a bottle of bleach on the one-year-old baby. Now, the case, you know, he got convicted by a judge, but now there's a legal process of where he has to go before a jury now to see what's going to happen. But my answer is this. Okay, put your money where your mouth is. If Rice is gone, why is this guy still playing? And this is, I'm not to compare offenses, but this is really disgusting. I mean, really, really disgusting. Like,
you know what? Because the NFL has a double standard.
Yes.
And
thank you.
The only time that anything – let's get this clear. And I'm going to say this, and I will stand behind it. The NFL is still part of the good old boys club. And rest
mm-hmm.
assured,
mm-hmm.
if this tape would have never came out.
Yep.
And I stick by what I'm saying. If it would have never came out and been made public, Ray Rice would still be playing.
Yep.
It would have been swept under the rug because
yep.
the NFL, is, at the end of the day, is about the almighty dollar. You
Bingo.
Know, this has nothing to do about anything other than the almighty dollar.
Yep.
You know, when the
exactly.
owner of the Ravens came out and said, may we lose sponsors? We don't know yet. The fucking fact that you come out and say you might lose sponsors because of this, you weren't thinking about any of this shit.
No.
Initially. This
no.
has come out because you know that there's a great possibility. Now you're looking at what happened with Mike Vick. Let's keep it real. They did lose sponsorship when he got into that dogfighting thing.
Mm-hmm.
He was tried and convicted in a court of law, served his time, but came back, and now he's one of the fucking highest paid quarterbacks in the goddamn league. Let's get that shit clear.
Mm-hmm.
But he had to pay his dues. He had to do all kind of stuff. Remember, when he got out of prison, he was doing construction, and a lot of people didn't realize that. He didn't come
mm-hmm.
straight back to the NFL.
No.
He did a year doing construction.
And he had
and
to do
then,
a program and everything,
yeah.
you know.
And he still does things against dog violence, you know.
Yes, yes.
But my whole thing is that what makes a animal more important than a human being?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but in this country, you will go to prison for killing a dog before you will a human being. And this is, it's not anything new.
Nope.
It's not just in New Jersey. It's all over the country. You know, and it's sad that we value animals more than we value human life. But at the end of the day, that is how it is, you know, and that's the whole thing. With that, we know that this is how this country looks and feels. But the NFL, they fucked up.
Big time.
The owners of the Ravens, you know, like
fucked
I said,
up.
He pissed me off when he came out
mm-hmm.
talking about sponsorship. First of all, the sponsors already seeing they're watching the outcome. And I forget which sponsor it was, but one of the sponsors already came out and said, we're watching the outcome of this. You know why the sponsors are watching? Because the fans are watching. Again, this goes back
yep.
to just like I said with the NBA when I said that the fans will make the statement. Well, I'm sorry. The statement today from the Ravens fans, especially the female Ravens fans, was, we don't give a fuck that you beat your wife's ass. We don't give a shit about all this. We're going to wear your fucking jersey, and we're going to support you. And that's a bad fucking statement for women to make. I'm sorry. I don't care if you condone it or not. And I know there are some women, and I know when I say this, I'm not saying that women condone domestic violence. What I'm going to say is that there are generations of women who will say that a woman asked to have this happen to her. And even when it happens to themselves, they don't put the blame on the person who does it to them. So I do know those are women out there who, regardless of what's put in their face, what's put out there publicly, what other people's opinions are, will say, well, guess what? She shouldn't have done this to cause him to do this. There are women who are like that. There will always be women like that. I hope these fucking bitches who were wearing his jersey were not those women, because that's a terrible statement for that great number of women to make that statement. I would like to think, and I would hope and pray, that the number of women that feel that way are in the minority and not in the majority. I can only speak for my friends and the people I know. They don't condone it. You know, the conversations that we have, the men that I talk to, when I think about what I would do, it's like put their hands on my daughter. It just, you know, the NFL has to be held accountable. At the end of the day, the NFL has to be fucking held accountable. Did they do a double standard? Yes, they did, because
mm-hmm.
you're gonna, when you put this guy out of the league, you're basically saying that we're going to be like a parent. And you know, as a parent, don't do as I say, Don't do as I do, do as I say.
Yes, yes,
and
I
at
do.
The end of the day, I'm going to slap your hand for doing this, but then I'm going to turn around and beat your ass later on. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to put you, wait a minute, what's that damn shit that this newfangled thing putting children in time out? Oh, I'm going to put you in a time out. And when the time out doesn't work or it comes to light, this might say, you know, you should beat that motherfucker's ass because that was fucked up. You turn back because public opinion said you should have beat your child's ass.
Yes.
You go and you beat their ass. Well, guess what? Public opinion was okay, wasn't saying don't put your child in a time out. So now you just told your child, regardless of what they do, you're going to go and try them again for it. We don't do that, and their parents do that to their children. Well, that's what the NFL just did. First of all, you're dealing with grown adults here. I don't care. At the end of the day, adults made adult decisions. If Goodell fucked up, grab your motherfucking balls like most men do. You know how you motherfuckers readjust your shit. Reach down your
goddamn... Yes, I'm doing it right now. Yeah.
Reach down your fucking Brooks Brothers suit, readjust your motherfucking shit, and grab them and say, guess what, motherfuckers? I made a goddamn mistake. I didn't realize this tape was going to come out. Did I fuck up? Yes. I didn't know public opinion was going to be that strong. Say something to fucking make them think that you're a loyal person. Even if it's a bullshit lie, I would rather this motherfucker came out readjusting his motherfucking balls saying, you know what, I saw the tape, but I didn't know that the public opinion was going to be that bad. We dealt with this privately. Boom. Move the fuck on.
Yeah. But when you flip-flop and then you say you apologize and you screwed up the first time with the two-game suspension and then this leaks out, now he's like, oh, man, now I look even dumber. I got to do something drastic. And that's what happened. You know, instead of saying, I fucked up again, I'm going to take responsibility. You know, we're going to take care of this accordingly, and that's it. But, you know, you went from 0 to 60. You know, like, okay, and then, you know, you told Ray Rice and his wife, look, you know, it's going to be okay. You know, you're going to go to counseling. You know, there was a ruling that, you know, he went and he's going to do counseling, this, that, and the third. Okay, the decision was made, even though I don't agree with the two games. Fine. You make it fuck up. But then to not say you commissioned the NFL and not have seen this tape that's been out for months.
Bullshit.
It's bullshit. You're insulting my intelligence. And that pisses me off. Don't insult my intelligence. Don't insult people who have intelligence like us and try to put that in my face that, oh, I didn't know. I'd rather you say, I don't give a fuck. You know what? I respect you a little more at least. At least say, you know what? I didn't really think it was a big deal. But be honest. All right, I might not like what you said, but at least the fucking guy said what he meant. Not like, well, I didn't see it. And, well, I don't know if my officials see it, but I didn't see it.
Like they said on D.L. Hughley's show, when something gets out on World Star Hip Hop, now I have not gone to World Star Hip Hop, so I'm going to be honest. So I never hear about what comes out on this shit unless I'm listening to somebody else's show, and then I still don't go because I think it's a ratchet motherfucking website.
Mm-hmm.
But when something comes out on World Star Hip Hop, rest assured, motherfuckers go to it quick. Believe it or not, when something comes on TMZ, I could be at work doing anything. I could be sitting here at this goddamn desk, and I will tell you, if I hear someone's on TMZ, I had a TMZ app on my motherfucking phone.
Yep.
I go to TMZ because guess what? When I heard about that fucking full video, guess what? My bitch ass was on the TMZ website looking
Bingo.
At it.
Bingo.
So you can't tell me that nobody saw that motherfucking video or he didn't see it because just as quick as I heard that full video was out there, I went and saw it, okay?
2 seconds. 2 seconds. You mean and you're the commissioner of the NFL and you had issues of getting it, like you couldn't get it? Come on.
First of all, I didn't think TMZ was that goddamn powerful.
Well, they definitely are powerful. I believe TMZ more than anybody.
When I'm saying that powerful, I'm saying you're telling me that TMZ,
mm-hmm.
a gossip web show, TV
yep.
show, is
mm-hmm.
more fucking powerful than the goddamn NFL and can get stuff they can't get. That's a motherfucking lie, okay? Because I will tell you the one goddamn video that they did not get, and nobody, but it was fucking leaked on the internet, and it was that fucking damn sex tape, that fucking Mimi and whatchamacallit sex tape. They didn't get their hands on that, and I'm sure the motherfuckers would have loved to get it because they found out about it the same time the rest of the world did. So you can't tell me that the NFL didn't. I believe the NFL had it before TMZ got it. I really do.
Well,
because
yeah.
when TMZ had that first, remember TMZ first broke the initial tape. I know the NFL went to motherfucking TMZ and said there's more to it. What else do y'all have? And TMZ fucking sat on that shit. TMZ gave it to them, hoping they would do the right thing. This is what I truly believe. The TMZ gave them the motherfucking tape, the whole tape, hoping they would do the right thing. And when they chose not to do the right fucking thing and they kept pushing this shit under, TMZ said, fuck it, we're going to release it.
Yeah.
They gave them time to do the right thing, and when they didn't do the right thing, they put it out there because TMZ, remember, the founder of TMZ is Harvey Levin, who has been around forever. He is a fucking notable attorney.
Yep.
This is what he does for a living. He was on People's Court. He's got attorneys on his staff.
That's true.
Is all they do. They make sure. Why do you think TMZ doesn't get sued and all these other motherfuckers get sued? The reason being is because they are fucking, TMZ is ran by motherfucking lawyers. Unlike these other goddamn tabloids, TMZ is ran by motherfucking lawyers.
Bingo.
Therefore, and a Jewish lawyer at that looked at that clear.
Yeah.
Jewish and gay.
Yep, and a gay guy, too.
Yeah, but the whole thing is that TMZ got a hold of this, and you cannot tell me that TMZ, which is a gossip TV show, didn't have it. Like I said, they sat back on it. They sat on it. They gave it to the NFL. They hoped that the NFL would do the right thing. When they
That's
didn't do the right thing, they chose to say, fuck it. You're not going to do the right thing. We're going to let everybody know, and we're going to see what the public says. And that's exactly what they did. And public opinion said you fucked up.
Big time.
But they gave the NFL a chance.
And they kept fucking around, dicking around. And I believe
the NFL knew that it was going to come out because...
But I'm saying
I can't see the NFL not thinking that TMZ was going to release the rest of it. Remember... TMZ is notorious for releasing stuff. And TMZ will get their hands on it. And TMZ, one thing I can tell you, if anybody watched the different news broadcasts, TMZ talks to news stations throughout the country. They just don't do their show. They have a live broadcast. This tells you how much I watch TMZ. I get a lot of information from them. But
Amen.
But they have a live broadcast. But if regardless of what city you live in, whatever that local affiliate is, somebody from TMZ is giving that local affiliate information of stuff that's getting ready to come out. Therefore, the NFL knew ahead of time because every single fucking day, one of those people who you see on TV from TMZ is talking to a different news station in this country about what the fuck is going on. This is part of their goddamn job. So I'm sorry. The NFL was given time. They chose not to act right. TMZ, being the attorneys that they are, had a duty to release this.
Yeah.
And they did it the legal way. And that's why the NFL is fucked right now.
Yep.
Goodell needs his job taken away, and I'm sorry. I'm going to stick with that. You know, if this is about integrity and doing the right thing, then Goodell doesn't need his job because you're basically saying that you have no fucking integrity.
Yeah, And Ray Rice is going to be smiling when he gets let go. You know, it comes around, goes around.
But the whole thing, Ray Rice didn't lose shit. This is the one
thing. No, that's true. He got $25 million. That's true.
He got $25 million.
True, true. I don't feel bad for him. No. I said
that. And I don't feel bad for his family. I'm sorry.
No.
This is one of the times I don't feel bad for Jhené Rice.
I said that.
I don't feel bad for Ray Rice. I don't feel bad for anybody. And... personally, after this week, we don't even need to talk about it unless they fucking throw Ray Rice in jail and fire fucking Goodell. And that's the way I feel about it because those are the two things that have to happen. Nobody's going to change, but as they say, what's done is done. I'm pissed about it. But am I going to continue to get my blood pressure up for another black woman, allowing a black man to beat her ass, and is publicly made. She just killed my whole fucking race. You know, she doesn't even look at it from the standpoint. You just basically gave black men a license to beat our motherfucking ass. It is hard enough being black in this goddamn country without a black motherfucking educated female thinking that it's okay to come public and say, yeah, he beat my ass, but I'm going to support my man. Do you know how stupid you look? You look
Thank
like
you.
A fucking gold digger, even if that's not your point, even if it's not about the money. That is how you fucking look. You're
exactly.
telling young black girls, you know, fuck everything else. I'm a grown-ass woman. But you're telling young black girls coming behind you that if a man makes a lot of money and he beats your ass in public to do it, you stick by your man, fuck everything else. And that is not what you do. I'm sorry. I'm going to make this a race issue. And I'm going to make it a race issue because when you look at it, black women have been getting their asses beat for years. This dates back to slavery of black women getting their asses beat.
Mm-hmm.
Society has condoned black women getting their asses beat. Domestic violence has been prevalent in the African-American community for more years than I even know. And the one thing I can say has been accepted in this community. And I cannot accept another black woman saying it's okay to get my ass beat. And I know other races, for women of other races, I'm not saying that y'all don't go through it. Let me get this clear. But I'm speaking specifically to African-American women because at the end of the day, most African-American women try to stick with African-American men. And we're telling African-American men it's okay to beat your woman's ass if you got a lot of money. We're telling African-American women to stick with your man if he makes a lot of money. That's the wrong fucking message.
Mm-hmm.
That is the wrong message.
Exactly.
We have enough problems in our community without one more thing because, see, now what's going to happen is that some young black man is going to go beat the shit out of his girlfriend or fiance or wife, and he's not going to fucking go to jail. He's not going to pay the price, and he's not going to do it because this has said a president. It's okay to be a black woman's ass, and it's not. I'm sorry.
No, and that's the... No, you don't have to apologize. Oh, go ahead, Greg. Go ahead. You want to see them?
Yeah, I mean, TMZ just sent a tweet. NFL finally contacts casino.
You're right.
And it's like, oh, yeah, a league official back in April.
There you go. Mm-hmm. That's what I was saying before.
Burned three, yeah.
This, right.
NFL towed three casino employees.
We're
actually towed casino employees, burned three DVDs after the incident.
Yeah. Which they have every right to get because, like I said, they are private security. They have nothing to do with the New Jersey state troopers because
well,
the troopers are in the casino up there for
too.
Something else, you know?
Yeah, and see, one of them was sent to state law enforcement, which would be state troopers.
Thank you. Well, exactly. Of course, they get it.
Security.
Mm-hmm.
But remember that they also are governed by the gambling board, so I'm sure the gambling board got a copy of it because,
well,
you know, they could lose their license on that.
Yeah, that's in their premises, yeah. And who's to say if that's probably one of the reasons why it's not around no more? Who knows?
And you know what? Why do they keep saying a casino? Why don't we know what casino this happened at? It ain't like Atlantic City. It's like Vegas. There's only fucking seven goddamn casinos there. Which one was it? Was it the Taj Mahal,
three?
Bally's?
Mm-hmm.
Which
nope.
one was it?
Yeah, right.
Revel, Revel Casino, Wednesday.
The Revel.
Yep, okay. Revel.
Hmm. Which now is not even open no more, for what I've heard.
I was going to say, the Revel is closed.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. And see, this
and
is my thing. That's what I'm saying. They burned all these DVDs. Like I said, they have every right. His fucking Ray Ray's defense attorney had it. If he could have it, why do you mean to tell me NFL can't get it? You kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
And this is why, yeah, of course. And this is what I'm saying. If Ray Rice, the garbage man, beat his ass, you know, woman's ass, the woman would have been like, "Fuck you! I'm taking your ass to court, and you're going to be pressed charges." And that's the truth. That's what would have happened. But because he's Ray Rice, missed the money. Oh, okay, I'll deal with it. You know.
I don't think that. I'm sorry.
You really don't think that?
And the reason why I'm saying that I'm saying this. It wouldn't be publicized, but I don't.
Oh, that's true. No doubt. And who would care?
You know,
exactly.
Ray
true.
Rice, the trash man, may beat his wife's ass, and still get away with it because she is on public assistance. So let's get this clear. You know, there's different types of welfare and there's different types of assistance out there, and
true.
Ray Rice the Trash Man might not go to jail either, you know, because fear from domestic violence is fear from domestic violence, be it public or private, or be it money, rich or poor. Domestic violence has no economic standing. So I can't say that Ray Rice the Trash Man will be in jail any quicker than Ray Rice the football player. What I can say is Ray Rice the football player was public, and this was all caught publicly, and there needs to be ramifications when this happens publicly. Just like there should be ramifications when they happen privately. But the message that's being sent publicly is that it's okay to beat a woman's ass.
And especially when the NFL, no pun intended, fumbled the ball on this one more than one too many times.
Speaking of fumbling, we got to talk. We got to get this in real quick, you know, because I could bitch about this shit. You know, the Charlotte likes to run a mile. What's it? Cam Newton. Did you hear today?
No, what's with Cam Newton? What happened?
Cam Newton, Charlotte is playing Detroit on Sunday.
Okay.
Cam Newton referred to Ndamukong Suh as Nucky Kong.
Oh, really?
So, the response from the Lions was that we don't have to talk about a bunch of stuff. You know, we our actions speak on the field, and that's how it was left.
Okay.
How much do you want to beat Cam Newton is going to get his ass beat on Sunday?
But that's if he, is he cleared to play? Because he was hurt last week.
I'm pretty sure he's cleared to play because one of the questions they were trying to ask him and all he kept saying was that he was afraid of, he didn't want to get hit by Donkey Kong, Sue. So.
He'll be targeted by 10 other players.
Man, it's a, exactly.
So.
You got 10 other guys on the field that could get your ass, including him. All right.
So, you know, I'm going to ask you this question because there was people talking, and I can't say this about the Giants because I don't know the Giants. I don't know their history.
I do.
Apparently, the word is that Detroit finally gets to play a real team because they beat the worst team in the league. How true is that?
I don't know about the worst team, but they're definitely not you know, he'll look too good, and they haven't looked too good throughout since preseason, even though I'm not a big preseason type of guy. But, like I said, they have a new offensive coordinator. Their line is in trouble. Their offensive line has been in shambles for the last few years. You only got one wide receiver in Victor Cruz and nobody else because the guy they drafted, I forgot homeboy's name, he's still hurt, and he won't play for like a month. So it's a lot of question marks.
Because the word is they're saying that they might as well count the game against the Giants as another preseason game because they don't want to count it as a regular season game.
Well, hey.
That's how bad the talk is here in Detroit.
Well, what did I tell you Tuesday? The score should have been higher.
Yeah.
The Lions should have whipped their ass another.
Penalties
it
fucking.
Should have been in the 50s
them.
At least. Let's be honest. Let's be honest. And because of penalties of their own, and the secondary of the Giants actually playing not too bad later on in the game, that kept them in the game, the combination of both of that, because the Giants' offense is just horrible. Just horrible. It's
like
horrible.
Like I said, once I saw Megatron, you know, I was good. You
there
know,
you go.
My
yeah.
We know, I saw Megatron, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm not you know, I'm still not going with the Tigers. They lost game 3 against the Royals. So,
but did they win the second? I know they won the first game. Did they win the second game?
They won. There was a triple. They had 3 games. They won 2, lost 1. They lost 1 last night.
So they won the series. So, it's a 3-game series, right?
Yeah.
All right. So they.
But they're still. But they're not in first place. They're still not in first place.
Do you have my? Don't you have faith in me when I tell you that they're gonna win the World Series?
You know what? This is what I have faith in. I have faith that. Fucking Cabrera plays whichever way he fucking wants to, you know. He's fucking like a goddamn water faucet. You never know which way he's going.
Okay, but to be fair, because Cabrera is, if not one of the best ball players in the game today, don't you think that he's been breaking down the last few years because he's a little overweight, he doesn't really stay in shape?
A little overweight? Just a little overweight.
Okay, but I'm saying the reason why he's inconsistent is because he gets hurt a lot because of his weight. I don't think he really takes care of himself. That's all just natural ability, you know, and because of that, that's where the inconsistency continues. And not just him, but the team, for some reason. It's like
if we can keep Upton out of the motherfucking stands, Verlander does better when Kate Upton is not there. You know, let's keep it clear.
Yeah,
you know,
Upton's
I don't
draining the fuck out of him. That's why.
You know.
That's why. You know.
We have to keep her out the stands. I mean, think about it. When she's not in the stands, he does good. When she's in the motherfucking stands, it's like she must have sucked his dick or something before the game.
Yeah, it's kryptonite. That's Verlander's kryptonite. That's it. You know.
So she's pretty much banned from games. You know, we, as fans, we've said she can't be at the fucking games.
But
don't like her anyway. I mean.
Oh, you don't like, well, because you don't like her because you think she's affecting,
no,
obviously
I just,
affecting
no,
Verlander.
I'm just not a fan of hers, period. I mean.
I think she's nice.
I'm not a fan of hers, you know. Even before I saw nothing special about her, I mean, she's a white girl with fucking curves and titties. I mean, there's nothing special about her, okay?
There's a lot of women like that.
But I'm just saying, you know, her claim to fame is that she was on the cover of Sports Illustrated, all right?
Well, that's true. That's the top.
I mean, that's her claim
that
to fame.
That's true.
Because when you look at it, she's not a runway model. In all actuality, comes down to models, all she can do is those things because you haven't seen her doing Victoria's Secret. You haven't seen her on the runways.
No.
Therefore, her claim to fame is being curvy and on Sports Illustrated. Well, I'm sorry, you have other. Chrissy Teigen does more than Sports Illustrated. You know, Tyra Banks and all these other people have done more than Sports Illustrated.
Oh, hell yeah,
I love her. You know,
her.
So.
Darby Campbell,
When you do more than Sports Illustrated, come talk to me. When you're claiming the fame is Sports Illustrated and doing fucking YouTube videos, I'm sorry. I'm not impressed.
Yeah, you're barely a D celebrity, you know, D level.
And the only reason why she stays prevalent is because of Verlander.
True. Which one is this?
Kate Upton.
Upton. Yeah.
Yeah.
So to me, don't you think Kim Kardashian's in the same boat?
I don't like her either.
But don't she fall in the same category?
Her claim to fame is fucking on video.
Thank you. Exactly.
I'm not a fan of hers either. I mean, I'm not a, you know, so believe me. So when I say I don't like Kate Upton, it has something to do with Verlander. I don't like her because she's nothing special. I mean, she's not a Chrissy Teigen. She's not a Tyra Banks.
Of course, Tyra Banks.
You know. You know, I'm just saying she's not Heidi Klum. She's not any of them, you know.
True. Chrissy Brinkley back in the day, you know.
Yeah, you know, like I said, she's not someone who I'm going to look at 10 years from now and say you made your mark or you've done something, but she's not doing anything.
Like, you know, David Bowie's wife, Iman, you know, Iman.
Oh my God, that woman is fabulous. She is drop-dead gorgeous. She is drop-dead gorgeous. Even at her age, she is drop-dead gorgeous.
That's amazing.
Okay,
isn't she in her late 60s or something?
Yes. That's why I said she's drop-dead gorgeous. I mean, she is the walking epitome that black don't crack.
Yeah. Even gorgeous. Naomi Campbell is way more, you know, you know. You know what I mean?
Even though
she
does throw cell phones at her house.
I was waiting for you to see that. Bitch, get my laundry. No,
she got a damn good arm.
Yes. Bitch, I throw my iced out phone right at your head if you don't get my shit.
Clean that fucking damn clothes.
Pick up that shit. See, Mrs. Kim. All right, let me stop.
You know, but we ain't no damn good on that one, but you know. But the truth, I mean, Naomi Campbell's prevalent, you know. Iman,
I love her.
Is prevalent.
Oh, I always love her.
You know, Chrissy Teigen, Heidi Klum, the list goes on.
Yeah, oh, those
you know,
are well-known.
People who are very prevalent, you know,
yeah,
who have made
models.
Their mark from doing
yes.
things.
Yes. Business moves, you know, stuff like that.
A wunderbar.
A wunderbar. Yes. So, you know.
Christie Brinkley, I mean, should
she? You know, she still look good.
She looks damn good.
Ain't that something?
She looks fabulous.
Right? Wow.
Her
amazing.
Daughter got a fucked up nose, but she looks fabulous.
Well, that's because
of her dad. You know,
well, she looks just like her dad more than she looks
does,
like her.
She does look just like her dad. That nose got to go, though.
Swing image. That's a swing image of her father.
But she's still pretty. She's just not.
No.
Her mom.
She's talented, too. She could sing.
She's just not her mom.
Oh, her mom is fucking, oh, God. Jesus Christ, talk about MILF. She's more than MILF. She's a grand. She's a GILF.
Yeah, but look at Brooke Shields. I mean, Brooke Shields, you know, doesn't really model no more, but look, she did modeling and acting, and she's done things.
Yeah, and for some reason, I wasn't.
Hot.
I don't know why. I mean, she's pretty. I don't know, but I wasn't into her like that like I am with the other one. I don't know why. I just never found her. I mean, she's
She started so young, it's hard to get into somebody who...
Maybe that's why. Because she was like 14 or something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, she was like 13 or 14.
Yeah, Blue Lagoon and shit, you know.
And, you know, she was
pretty,
doing the Calvin Klein jeans. You know, but she was doing the Calvin Klein. Nothing gets between
yeah, Calvin
me
Klein,
and my...
Yeah, that's you're right.
Calvin
you're right.
Klein,
yes.
You know,
yes.
And she was
yes.
doing very sexual stuff at a young age, and that's probably why it's hard to see her.
Yeah, maybe that's
even
why.
Though
I
she's,
thought it creepy. That's true. That's probably why, yeah. That's a good point. That's probably the original reasons why. It wasn't like she came up in her, you know, early 20s or something like that. You know what I mean? She was mad younger than that. You know what I mean? So maybe that's why, because she was like a kid, basically. You know? That's probably the reason why, because, you know.
You still see her as a child versus a 40-year-old fucking woman.
I guess. She's only 40?
She's in her 40s. No, she's actually in her 40s. But I'm saying, you know.
I was going to say Brooke Shields.
She's in her 40s.
No,
she's pushing 50. She's not
that
50.
That sounds more
yeah.
like it. That, see, that sounds more like it.
Yeah.
That sounds, at least late 40s.
She's
definitely
pushing
50,
but she's not 50 yet.
Okay,
she's older than me.
Okay. Well, there you go. You win in that one.
Yeah, I was going to say she's like 3-4 years maybe older than me.
Oh, wow, there you go, see. Wow. But Dan, just talking about this whole NFL thing is so wow. And I still got to do I'm going to do this again tomorrow. But that's all right.
Well, you know what? Unless they come out, I mean, the one
something
thing
something
has
to
that,
give.
Yeah, but you know what? The whole thing is that I'm going to say this real quick because I know we're running out of time.
Oh, we
the
are?
The state of New Jersey, yeah, because it's 9:47. The state of New Jersey did charge him. You know, let's get this clear. He
yeah,
was
how about that?
Crime.
How the hell the prosecutor, and there must have been some deal obviously done.
They did. He pled guilty
see?
To, like,
uh-huh.
something.
Exactly. And that's charged. Why he, back in March.
And that's
see?
Why the NFL really tried to sweep it under the rug because
that's exactly.
New Jersey did prosecute him. You know, they did go after him. Now, and
yes,
this is
process,
one thing.
Yes.
So, I can't blame the state of New Jersey, you know, and I'm going to sit here, even though they mitigated the charges, most of the time, and this is speaking, this is my degree speaking, so this is not what's right or what's
ooh,
wrong.
I love business, Ms. V. Ms. V.
You know, when it comes down to going into any court of law, if the charges can be mitigated down to lesser charges and the victim, one way or another, be it the victim, be it the state, or whomever the victim is, if lesser charges, if the prosecution is willing to lower the charges and the agrees to it, then the charges will be lowered to a lower charge. So in this case, these charges were probably mitigated down to whatever the charge was that he pled guilty to. And that's just legal proceedings. That has nothing to do with right or wrong. That is how legal proceedings go.
Yeah.
The only cases that are not normally mitigated down are capital murder cases because there's no way there you don't mitigate that.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you need counseling for that.
But for assault cases or drug cases, any cases that do not involve a person dying, they're normally mitigated down to different charges. And that's just the way the legal system works. And it doesn't matter what we think about it or if we agree with it, that's the legal system, you know. So I will say the state of New Jersey did their job. We might not agree with what the charges were mitigated down to, but he was convicted, you know.
And it was due process.
And they're not retrying him, unlike the fucking NFL who,
Bingo.
Who did retry him.
Bingo. Exactly.
You know, and this is where the difference is coming in. Like I said, me and you both said we thought that, you know, two fucking games was not enough. It was a slap on the hand. You know, regardless of everything else,
that
but Goodell is a fucking liar. Goodell
that's
is
what makes it worse.
A fucking liar.
But that's
and
what makes
I don't
it worse.
Care
yeah.
what he says or what he tries to justify. He saw the tape. He knew what was on the tape. He was hoping and praying that the court of public opinion would never see it. And that's what it boiled down to. The court of public opinion has seen the tape and has spoken, and now he's backpedaling.
And that's what it is. It's not about giving a fuck. It's about trying to save his own ass. That's an
if he makes it through, if he makes it through this whole year, I will be very surprised.
He's going to make it through. You know why? Because unless the NFL owners all step up and say, we know you fucking lied, and remember, this
is the
most,
the main boss.
This is another fucked up situation. If there is a legally binding contract out there, and considering how much money he's making, he's under some type of contract. He's not just an at-will employee.
Oh, yes, he is.
Therefore,
he works for the owners.
The ramifications of breaking that contract, if there's nothing in there about lying or some type of integrity, and then we all have our own definition of integrity, you know, it's up for interpretation. I could see him staying on, not because it's right or anything. Unless he voluntarily resigns, I don't see them firing him. I'm sorry. That's another legal standpoint, you know. It's not worth it to go in court over this contract.
And plus, the owners like him because they could control him.
They can't control him as well because he fucking lied.
Yeah, yeah, but you know what I'm saying? They don't. They like a guy that they could control. So why would you give her somebody they could control?
And that's the thing. He is basically a CEO put in place by all owners.
Yeah, he works for them.
Owners have the control of what
goes on.
Goes on and what he does and says.
Yep.
The like I said, I see him making it to the end of the year, Greg. I don't see them getting rid of him.
No,
but like
I don't.
Said,
I'd be shocked.
I don't see them. I see, if anything, I see him voluntarily stepping down, but the owners will not get rid of him. They will not get rid of him for the legal ramifications of that damn contract.
Yeah,
and I'm sorry, it goes back to my damn degree working again, but that contract, them contracts have a whole lot to do with it. And I mean,
Yeah, they don't want to get sued.
It's not even a matter of being sued. I mean, how much should they pay him up front? What's in it? Just like with Ray Rice.
Oh.
The reason why they're not going after Ray Rice is because they gave him so much money up front, which they said was unusual for a contract. Normally it would come on the tail end. That's why he's only losing $9.9 million versus the $31 million because he's already gotten $25 million of it.
And now the Ravens are paying a price for it because now it hits their salary cap, so the next 2 years they're stuck.
Yep.
So they have to take that hit for the $25 million.
I mean, here's something else to think about, too, with Ray Rice and his wife. I mean, even though they do have, quote, money, I'm just hoping the situation does not escalate to what happened with what was it, James or Miss V, a couple of years ago with the Kansas City Chiefs? Guy shot his girlfriend.
And then killed
and
himself.
And then went to stadium and committed
suicide.
Yeah,
a couple
of
years ago.
In the parking lot.
Yeah. Hey, Jesus Christ, what's going on with these football players? Seriously.
Well, see, I can tell you that with this, I don't particularly see that happening, but I'm hoping and praying that with this money, and he's 27 years old, so he's still young, but between the two of them, I hope somebody had enough common sense not to go buy a fucking $1 trillion house. The problem with getting that amount of money up front is that people think you have a lot of money and don't realize that money can go quick.
Oh, yeah.
And when you do, remember, that was $25 million before taxes. That's all
true.
Taxable income. So you figure out that $25 million, he only got 14.
Yeah, probably. But
seriously. Mm-hmm. If he's lucky. You know, he probably got 12.5, to be honest. And if you figure 12.5, unless they pay cash for everything up front and did not do payments, and put enough money to the side and put money into a CD. You know, the one thing I can say about people with money is that people who keep money normally have money invested. He doesn't, neither one of them look like the brightest light bulbs out there trying to invest the money.
No.
You know, I don't think either one of them light bulbs are twisting too tight. $25 million for somebody who's never had money is a lot of money.
And that's small with it.
And, you know, I say that like I've got $25 million. I don't have $25 million, but I do know what $1 million look like. You know, and a lot of people can't say that, and I know how easy it is to blow $1 million.
Thanks
I know
million,
how
Miss
it me. Is. But I'm just saying, I know how easy it is. I don't have that. But I've been able to see it, and I've seen it come, and I've seen it go.
Gotcha.
And believe me, I have friends who are married to pro players who are now bankrupt.
Wow.
Because of poor money management. So when I say that I've seen it, I mean, I've been blessed. I've reaped the benefits of some of my friends having millions of dollars. And believe me, you be thinking that it's right there, but when you look up and that same friend is only making $200,000 a year, who is making $3 or $4 million a year, it's a big difference.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when you're talking about pulling out somebody's fucking damn Black American Express card, and that Black American Express card no longer exists, and it's back down to a fucking regular American Express card, you know. Like, I have an American Express card. Be like, that shit's gone. You know, so when I say I know what it looks like, no, I personally do not have it, have not had it, but I have had friends who have had it, and it's easy to go through their money, and these are friends who actually had money managers and invested their money in everything. So when I say that I know how it is, and we're talking people around my age and a little bit older. So even with the best marketing team and the best investment team, it's easy to go through money like that. And to be 27, we don't know what type of investments he's done. I mean, you were hoping and pray that having a 2-year-old daughter that there was plenty of money put aside for a trust fund when that money came up front.
I hope so.
Because right now his career is gone at least for a year or two. And because of this, now this is something that I read. Do you know that he cannot even go play in the Canadian Football League?
Wow.
Because when there is an NFL suspension, the Canadian Football League adheres to the NFL suspensions as a courtesy. They don't have to, but they adhere to them. So he cannot even go play for Canada.
Wow.
And that's fucked up, which means that he would have to go to a totally different country that may have football. Remember, American football only really exists in the U.S. and Canada, and I think in some European countries, not even all of them. That's why the NFL goes to England to do a game every year, because they don't have traditional U.S. football over there.
Yes. And see, he might have a chance, maybe arena football, but I doubt it.
I don't think that.
And also, Germany does have football, but I'm not sure what the guidelines are in Germany for, you know, actual American football. I did have a friend that played on a team there, and they got paid very, very little.
Well, that's just like the Canadian football team. There are Canadian football players that are U.S. citizens that actually live here in Michigan. And when you look at their salary, they're lucky if they're breaking $1 million.
Yeah.
That's the good one.
No.
And that's Canadian million.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Hey.
Uh-huh.
Well, Canadian million is actually more than a U.S. million right now, but.
My God, how embarrassing.
But still, when you look at what NFL players and U.S. players are making, and you talk about a rich Canadian player is breaking $1 million. you know.
Well, yeah, he definitely is going to be out for at least a year, maybe two, and then they have to go through a process.
Well, he's got to hope and pray. What he's got to do, and this is what I would do if I was him. Well, if I were in his corner, I'm not. But if I were in his corner, I would be immediately looking at the finances and seeing how to motherfucking downsize, period. Immediate downsizing, which means the first thing you look at is your biggest investment, which is your motherfucking house. Do you need all that house that you got? Downsize to a fucking $100,000 house immediately. That will save a whole lot of goddamn money.
Mm-hmm.
First thing you do is downsize your home. Then you look at your cars. I don't know how many cars he got, but whatever he got, he needs to motherfucking downsize. Go get you an Escalade so you can keep your status looking. And get your motherfucking wife a goddamn Escalade and y'all be done with it.
That's it. Time to liquidate.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. There's your house. There's your cars. You still got your status as far as appearance-wise. Then you turn around and you look at that two-year-old baby. You save your investments. The best thing you do is you take $10 million of that money and throw it into a motherfucking trust fund that you know your wife can touch until that child turns 25. Boom. Mm-hmm. You've got $10 million that's sitting there. Can't nobody touch it. It's a trust fund. You've got $15 million left to live on. Figure out how you're going to do it. Bitch, go get a job. Start selling porn or something. Y'all better make a sex tape. You better drop a damn sex tape. You better take that damn video from that damn elevator
mm-hmm.
and capitalize on it. I'm sorry. This is when you capitalize on the bad. I don't condone domestic violence, but you turn around and you take that video because it's already out there and you start capitalizing on that video to make money.
You going to make a sex tape? Okay. Start slapping
that ass.
You take that video and you turn that into a fucking sex video. Boom. Now, if y'all listen and y'all start making money off this, I want my fucking share.
You heard it here.
Not to mention, stay away from the casinos.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Stay away from the cameras.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to have love in the elevator, go ahead. Go for it.
Go in your room and, you know, keep that all to yourself. You know, and then you would have not...
It's time
I mean?
To capitalize on the mistake.
Yeah, try to...
What you do is contact domestic abuse shelters and you do a nonprofit video immediately.
Yep.
Immediately. It's called damage control.
PDR, is that the name for it?
Public service announcement. PSR, public service, PSA.
Okay.
Yeah, PSA.
Public
oh,
service,
yeah.
PSA. That's something like PDR. I'm like, no, PSA. Public service announcement.
Yeah.
Yep, I think that
needs to be out. But now it's the time to do damage control. But this is when you capitalize on this. You don't sit here and do the shit that she did because what she did was made it worse. Okay,
yep.
I understand you mad, but you got to turn around and capitalize on this shit because guess what? The money is gone right now. You better find a way to get that money back in.
Yeah.
Sorry, you know, she looks like she's related to Scottie Pippen any damn way, you know. Fucking do a damn spoof of how ugly she is, you know, in some of them pictures.
Yeah,
you
she don't look... Yeah, she definitely looks, She looks, she don't look right. She just don't look right. No, she
almost like a deer in headlights.
Yeah. Yeah,
but I'm just saying, you know, you got to capitalize on it. Like I said, you know, if you're going to sit here and stick by your man, you better be making some money.
Yeah, because that well's dry now. Now you only have what you have left. You have to make that shit grow. Like fertilizer and use that shit to make it even more.
But like I said, you got to take the bad that's done happened and spin it to the positive. You know, have the... I mean, shit, you already... He known for beating your ass, you know... You better do a fucking 50 Shades of Grey thing. It's already a black and white video out there.
You might as well do S&M. You like to get your ass beat. What the hell? Do some shit like that.
You know, take it from him knocking you out in the elevator to you spreading your legs and him eating your pussy and fucking you and start making money off of it. Believe it or not, there are people who will pay to see that shit.
Yeah. Yeah, they might be getting some emails, you know.
Listen, I'm just, you know, I'm just saying that's how, you know.
They might get some emails. Who knows?
You know what? Maybe we should do a video. You know, we could do this. Fuck them making the money. We need some money out here.
Fuck yeah, hell yeah. Yeah. Why are we helping them out?
Yeah, why the fuck we helping them? They ain't helping us shit.
Because we offering this shit for free, too, what you're saying. It's the vice. Free consultation and shit. The games to be sold, not to be told.
They're going to say, you motherfuckers ain't no damn... See, how the fuck is this Miss V Sports? Y'all talking about making money off of the gad and shit, you know? Every show has to have a little bit of sex, you know. We have never lied about that.
No, unlike Godel. Yeah, we never lie.
We have not lied about that. Every show does have a little bit of sex in it.
Yes, one way or the other, and not purposely either. It just happens.
It always just happens. We always somehow work sex into it.
Yeah, without even thinking about it.
I mean, hell, I think I remember a former president said, I never lied.
Yeah, didn't have sex with that woman.
It's like, I never had sex with that woman.
Yeah.
But he didn't. He did not lie. He did not have sex.
Yeah,
technically. He did not lie.
I mean, like, okay, vagina, mouth, okay, that's not sex.
His exact words was, I did not have sexual relations with that woman, which means he just stood there and she did all the work.
Yep,
therefore,
exactly.
He did not lie.
Yeah.
Let's get clear. He did not lie about
that. Fighting Odell.
So he stayed limp all the time?
Listen. She probably, you know what? She sucked that shit out of him. That's how I got on her dress.
Exactly.
Okay.
I was about to say. Yeah. She was doing her own dictation.
Remember, okay, pre-ejaculation. Who said that he actually got hard? Because that could be the pre-ejaculation.
True.
You know? So we're not going to say that he lied. We're going to say that he did not lie. Because he did not have sexual relations with that woman.
That's true.
Here's the one. Deal, you know.
Well, thing is, you know, had they actually asked the cigars, okay, that's a little different story.
Again. We don't have video of that either. You know, unlike this, we have video. We don't have
true.
Video of that.
Yeah.
No, thank God.
Yeah, he almost got impeached because he got his dick stuck in the Oval Office. I mean, think about how ridiculous that sounds.
Come on now, but you got to give them credit.
Of course.
How many people would love to be laid in the Oval Office?
I'm sure,
you know.
How powerful that sounds?
You know, across the Lincoln desk and all. I mean, come on now.
Go to Lincoln bedroom.
I'd be all over it.
Yeah.
I've been waiting. You know, I just knew that they were going to produce a baby up in there when the Obamas got up in there. We could hang that up because I don't think Michelle's going to have any more children. But I would think within the first year that she would have got pregnant. I kid you not. Very serious. I thought that it would have happened.
You know, I never even thought of that, to be honest with you.
I did. But
that didn't even come to my mind.
I'm like Miss V. It's like, oh, shit. Hey, here's my bucket list. Scratch off Rose Garden.
All right, now to the Great Lawn. Let's go.
I'm telling you, the damn White House, you know what? This is why they will never let a person like me even get close to the White House, because I'd be fine in the way, you know, can I give me a video camera in the Oval Office, you know? Fuck.
Oh,
I mean,
hell, you don't even have to take your own recording equipment. I'm sure it's already there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the next place you're going to have sex is the underground bunker. Let's go.
I'm telling you, I will be inaugurating the whole goddamn White House, from the servants' quarters to the goddamn kitchen. we would give a new title to Hot Buns.
Okay, let's see. Air Force meeting. One, check. Marine One, check.
Check. Yeah, exactly. Like I said, all everywhere. Outdoors.
The atrium. On the atrium that the damn public come in. That's.
The Capitol building.
No offense, sweetie, but I'm actually on the phone with Putin. Can you go ahead and come over here and let's go ahead and do this too?
Oval Office, the Lincoln bedroom, I mean, shit.
Yeah, well, all this shit. The green room, whatever the fuck it is, you know, whatever the hell they have.
But, man, what was that room that they was in? The war room.
Oh,
the war room.
Oh,
yes.
War room. Ah.
The war room, that was the room they were in when they got,
Oh, really?
So that, Arafat. Well, who they killed? You know who I'm talking about.
Oh, Obama.
Yeah, Obama.
Or, no, wrong one. Shit. Obama.
Bin Laden.
Bin Laden.
Yeah, Bin Laden. Bin Laden. Yeah, exactly. You know,
my
people
bad.
Made that mistake and did say that when that happened.
Sorry.
Obama got killed. I mean, Osama Bin Laden.
Bin Laden.
Yeah, people were making their wishes heard by accident. Obama got killed. I mean, Osama. You know, they got too excited, you know. Oh, he said, oh no. Like, damn, we thought
that's because I'm laughing too damn hard.
But you know what? But you know the war room, and I'm telling you, they will be replacing the carpet when I got up in there, because you know the smell of sex will be all up in that bitch. They come in the next morning, and be like, "What's the smell up in here?"
Damn.
Y'all might want to call the carpet cleaners. Why it smell like this throughout the entire White House?
Yeah, what's up with these toys hanging around?
One minute, and I thought that chandelier had more glass on it. Why is it hanging a little low like the wire thing?
And see, that's the thing.
Why was this carpet wet when we walked on it this morning? We heard squish, squish. Was there a water leak in here last night?
imagine, you know, and now a word.
What happened to the sink in the Oval Office, the bathroom sink? It used to be on hinges.
Damn.
And see, that's the thing. I mean, once you go ahead and check off everything there at the White House, so it's like, sunshine, guess what? Congress is going on vacation for about 5 weeks.
Here we go. Go to that Capitol building.
Wait a minute. Who don't I like? Bonner. You know what? I would go to fucking Bonner's office and fuck all over his damn desk just because I can't stand Bonner. And then that chair he's sitting in while the president's speaking, I go sit in and I squirt all over that bitch.
I knew you were going
to say that. Oh, hell, I'd be in every single congressman's fucking chair.
The thing is, they haven't done that.
No, congressman. It would smell like sex all up in there. They'd be like, shh, smell like pussy.
Man, what the hell?
Damn. They'd be like, somebody's been fucking up in here? We thought we got rid of that when Clinton left.
Damn. I thought we got rid of that smell when Clinton left years ago. Imagine, like, this was the future.
And now, a word from the president of the United States.
My fellow sexy V's.
The
president.
Like the
she beat Hillary Clinton to it.
I mean, the press room. Ooh, all over.
You know what? That's why I couldn't be up in the fucking White House. Because, see, that's all they need is a single black female up in that bitch and a horny one at that.
And you, you shit.
Shit. Wait a minute. And on top of that, remember, I got an education, so I'm not stupid. I would have, you know who I would hire back? Condoleezza Rice, because that is a brilliant woman. I would find brilliant motherfucking people from past administrations, be it Republican or Democrat.
Yeah, that's going to be your administration. Yeah, Okay, so you have Condoleezza Rice. Who else would you have in your...
Condoleezza Rice. What's the chick who looked like a man? Brilliant woman, though.
Yeah, yeah, well, she was... Okay, because you remember, you need Speaker of the House, you need...
No, but see, wasn't she the Attorney General who I'm thinking about? What was Janet Reno?
I would
bring back Colin Powell.
I knew it.
I would bring back Nah, cause you know what, Clinton would be an advisor. I would have to bring him
That's
in.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
But Hillary would come back.
There you go.
Oh, and you know who I would get? Maxine Waters. Out of California. I would bring her in. I would, I don't want no radical people.
Okay.
Nobody radical.
Okay.
But
Tea Party.
Emmanuel, the current mayor of Chicago, I would bring him back.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Rahm Emanuel, I would bring him back. And you know who and you know who I would bring?
Hmm.
Michelle Obama.
What would you make her do?
You know what? I think she would be a good Secretary of State. I really do. I think she would be an excellent Secretary of State.
There you go.
But for the head of Veterans Administration, because we done had some idiots, I would find a real veteran. I would probably make John Kerry head of the Veterans Administration because he is a veteran.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not.
Which one?
John Kerry. I think he would do better as Veterans Administration versus Secretary of State. I could really see him being over the Veterans Administration. Because he was in there. Or Dick Cheney, believe it or not. As much as I don't like Dick Cheney, Dick Cheney would be also good for the head of the Veterans Administration.
Hmm.
I would go with the senator out of Arizona, John. Oh, what's his last name?
Hmm.
And you know, no administration is complete without a Kennedy.
Oh, yeah. Era. Yeah.
Oh, fill me in.
I said, no administration is complete without a Kennedy. And you know who I would get?
Who?
Maria Shriver.
Yeah.
Because she knows politics. She was married to a governor. And I will also bring in Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
I mean, he was governor of California, but for 8 years. So he wasn't stupid. He's not an idiot. You bring him in. As an ambassador, remember, you got to have ambassadors, you got to have your Defense Department. Your Joint Chiefs of Staff never change. That's the one thing people don't realize. The Joint Chiefs of Staff really don't change unless somebody resigns. So
yeah, that's a military deal.
Yeah, because they stay there. You know, they go with, you know, when generals and stuff retire and rear admirals. But your Secretary of State, that changes. My head, I would keep Sabila's as head of Health and Human Services, but I would have to get somebody over the CDC and somebody over FEMA. And you know what? I think just for kicks and giggles, I would bring back that idiot who was over FEMA before, just for jokes and giggles initially. Brown, the one who was the idiot.
Brown.
Yeah. I would bring him back just for jokes and giggles because he was a total idiot. He never should have been over FEMA. You know? I'm serious.
Actually,
you got to bring one person in for jokes and giggles. But you know who I would bring in? Potato Boy. You know who I'm talking about. The one who was running for president. Quayle.
Yeah.
Potato Boy.
Yeah, Dan Quayle.
Yeah. Now, mine, as far as the VA, I would actually go with John McCain. That's one I was trying to think of.
You know what? Does McCain have enough sense to do it? You know, my whole thing, you know, he's getting up there in age, so he could be a little senile. I need somebody who could still kick somebody's ass because the VA, you know, and actually I would probably really check out the VA. Being a veteran myself, I would really want someone who could relate to the people. So I almost would go with a lay person, believe it or not. I would probably go with a current military person. I might would bring someone from the military out to head the VA, just only because I think they could relate better to the care that veterans will receive versus someone who's gone to corporate America and made millions of dollars and came back. I would probably...
That's true, but with McCain, you know, he is a veteran and also a prisoner of war.
True, yeah.
So it might, you know, have leeway in, yes, he's up there in age, but with
that's
being
the thing,
both
even
a veteran
when I,
and...
When I got ready to, you got to remember, he might not be alive if I got in office. So I got to, you know... The man already fucking 70-something, you know.
Oh, yeah.
He ain't no better than fucking John Conyers who won't fucking retire.
Yeah.
You know. Okay, we getting ready to get cut off. We talking
yeah,
too much.
I'm about to say it's 10:20 right now. Before we get cut off like we did the other 2 weeks,
last week. Every week we get cut off.
Yeah, once we go more than an hour, we always get cut off, it seems like.
So let's wrap this up and say...
Yep.
Jhené Rice, if you've heard this show, think about it. Ray Rice, if you've heard the show, think about it. NFL Goodell, you got to go, honey. And as far as endorsements, we'll see.
Money talks. We will see.
Everybody come back on Tuesday. Again,
yes.
We don't have a guest on Tuesday, but you know what? We might bring this over to the Tuesday show, you know. It's going to be a lot of sports this weekend. So we may, you know, I got to talk about some sex and I got to get caught up on some things. But we will be back. Remember, we're taking a 2-week break. We're going to take almost a whole month of December off. So I'm giving everybody the heads up that we've only got September, October, and November. And Thanksgiving, there will be heads up, people. There will be no Ask Ms. V Sports on Thanksgiving Day.
Obviously,
that's not obvious to everybody. And there will be no replay of the show either. It will be no Ask Ms. V unless we do. We might replay this one. But,
actually, that might be this might be a good one. And then again, you got to go play about obviously because obviously there were certain people who couldn't go by the first video that it was what it was with the. Domestic abuse. They needed the other video to be like, oh my God, that's what happened? Like, no shit, Sherlock. So that's a good point.
But we, you know, we'll be back on Tuesday for V's After Dark where everyone comes. And we will be coming on Tuesday night because slowly but surely I'm coming back around. So.
Yes.
We don't know who our guests will be, if we'll have one, but as y'all been seeing, I've been pulling guests out of hats lately.
Yeah, your ass, so somehow it's been getting done, yes.
But I want to thank everybody for listening. You have
been
listening to Ask Ms. V Sports with myself and James Acevedo.
Yes.
And remember, follow both of us on Twitter, myself at Ms. V. DeToley, that's MSVDATOYLADY, and follow James at Yankee Man 1973, that's YANKEEMAN 1973, and we will be talking to you guys next week.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Adios, everybody. Have a good weekend, everybody. Enjoy your football without the other bullshit going on.
Great.
Ladies and tomatoes, everybody.